Riga, hmm? come over here.
All right.
I just talked to Jim's brother. It's terrible news.
What is?
His dad dropped dead over the weekend.
Oh my God.
No. Yeah.
No. Well, it looks like I'm the one that breaks the news to him.
You?
Yeah, me. I've done this before, you know. Ask Perez over there. Hey, Perez. Didn't I just tell you a couple of days ago that your father died?
What?
Oh, Perez, I meant to. Look, I'm sorry. Look, take the rest of the day off. All right, look, Perez, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I'll make it up to you.
Louis.
Louis, maybe you better let one of us tell him.
No, I can't. Yeah. I can't. This has to come from me. I mean, Iggy and I have a special relationship.
Yeah, well, crazy as it sounds, Jim does consider Louis his closest friend. Hi, Jim.
All right.
Now, Louis, do this right.
You're insulting me. Jim?
Hey,
I have something to tell you. I think you better sit down. I think the best way to do this is to just come out and say it. Come on here. Come sit down. Right. It's about your father. He's no longer with us.
He never was. He lives in Boston.
No, Jim. He's going on to his final resting place.
A condo in Palm Beach?
No. Jim, your father died.
What?
Yeah, he died on Friday. The funeral was Sunday. Your brother called. He tried to get in touch with you, but he couldn't.
Dad? Dad's dead.
It was his heart.
I told him to lose weight.
Hey, Jim.
Give me a cab, boss. I want to go to work.
No. Jim, take the day off.
No. I want to keep my mind off my grief. Give me a cab so I can get through the day without thinking about my dad.
All right, Jeff, give him cab 410.
410? Why, how ironic. That's how much Dad weighed.
What a week! I mean, first Garcia's dad, and now Jim's.
Garcia? You told Perez.
Thank you.
Tony.
Damn it. What is this world coming to? It's not a decent place to raise kids anymore. I'm appalled.
Yanks lost another one?
Would I be this upset just because the Yanks lost another game?
Doubleheader?
To Seattle. But it's more than that. It's Steinbrenner. He's doing it again. He's undermining his team, and he's wrecking a great New York tradition.
Tony, what are you talking
about? Am I the only one who sees that Steinbrenner's changing his whole world?
Now, Tony, how could Steinbrenner change the world?
The domino theory. You see, Steinbrenner ruins the spirits of the Yanks. They lose. Their fans become depressed and irritable. Bus drivers, cops, waitresses, they go to work, but they do a bad job. See, that affects everybody in the city, including the politicians and the bankers, who make bad decisions that hurt the economy and affect the rest of the world. Before you know it, OPEC is raising its prices, and there's another war breaking out in South America.
I just heard the Russians launched another killer satellite.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a James Caldwell. Well, I believe he changed his name. You may know him as Jim Ignatowski. I'm the attorney for his father's estate.
Oh, this must be about the will. Jim isn't here right now. So why don't you have yourself a cup of coffee and you wait for him?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah? Oh, Jeff, give the man a donut. What's going on, Lou? This is the attorney for Iggy's father, who was loaded. I got a feeling my buddy Iggy is gonna be rich. How's the coffee?
Fine.
A cake donut? Oh. Jeff, this man is an attorney. Give me that box. 8 years of school. Here, a maple log.
This is my lucky day.
James, it's good to see you again. It's been a long time.
Yes, hi. Who are you?
I'm John Bickers, your father's attorney. James, I think it's time that we discussed your father's will.
Oh, yeah. My father dropped me out of that when I dropped out of Harvard.
Oh, but he reinstated you a few months before he died. As a matter of fact, your father left you...
$3.5 million.
I beg your pardon, I couldn't help overhearing.
James, there is a problem about your inheritance. Look, could we talk privately?
There's nothing you can't tell me, as you can't say in front of my friends.
Well, your brother and sister have petitioned the court to establish a conservatorship of your inheritance.
Bless them.
James, you don't understand. You see, they want to take you to court to prove that you're incompetent. Now, if they win, they'll be in charge of your money. They'll give you an allowance and decide how and where you'll live. In other words, the inheritance will be yours, but you'll be treated like a child.
That sounds pretty good.
Get over here. Get up here.
Jim.
They're doing you wrong. Jim, this is terrible. This is terrible. They're robbing you. Your brother and sister, they're going against your father's wishes. Don't you understand?
You're right. They're not going to get away with this. You tell my brother and sister they're in for more than they bargained for.
All right, Jim. Right away.
I haven't had many fights in my life, but what I've had, I've won. I got my driver's license.
That's right.
I got my throat checked without a tongue depressor. And now I'm gonna get my $3.5 million.
Hey, Jim!
Or fail to do so.
please don't rise. I prefer that hearings at my chamber be informal. Mr. Ignatowski, I'd like to be frank with you. At this point, the papers submitted by your brother's attorney, Mr. Winslow, and the court investigator presents an extremely strong case for conservatorship.
Your Honor, I would like to address some of that evidence.
You already have in the papers you filed with the court. I'd like to talk to Mr. Ignatowski. How are you feeling today, Mr. Ignatowski?
Competent.
May I elaborate on that, Your Honor? Jim is the wisest man I ever met. And I come from a very bright crowd. It is a privilege to know him. To put my feet up after a hard day's work and listen to his wisdom. This man is so far ahead of the rest of us that most people often mistake his wisdom for burnt out brain cells. Your Honor, take it from me. This man is one smart cookie.
Boss, if you feel like that about me, who cares about the money?
Shut up, you idiot.
Thank you, Mr. De Palma.
Your Honor, if you don't mind, I'd like to trot out my big gun. Could Alex Rieger talk to you about my competency?
Certainly. I'd like to hear any arguments on your behalf.
Your Honor, in those papers on your desk, I know you're going to find there are some unusual things that Jim has done. But I can assure you, there are acceptable reasons for all of them. Believe me.
The court has to wonder why he lived in an abandoned building for 5 years.
This isn't a trial, it's a witch hunt.
Your Honor, when you look through those papers, you're going to find that the biggest argument against Jim's competency are that he is so decent that he invariably puts other people's welfare above his own.
Yeah.
This man cares absolutely nothing about material things. No matter what happens to him, he goes home every night a happy man. Now, I'm scared that we've all reached a point which means that someone like that is incompetent. And if we have, Your Honor, then I'm scared and I'm sorry not only for Jim, but for the whole damn bunch of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's one of the problems in this court that they tend to rerun Mr. Deeds Goes to Town as often as they do. I'm sure we all have our idiosyncrasies. However, I'm afraid I must rule...
Well, Your Honor, before you do that, one more thing.
What is it?
What about Howard Hughes? He was a man who had billions of dollars and 4-foot toenails.
Hey, forget Howard Hughes. What about George Steinbrenner?
Yeah, it's a man. It's a man competent that would let Reggie Jackson go to the Angels, that would go through 4 managers in 1 year, Your Honor.
Mr. Steinbrenner isn't the subject of this hearing, unfortunately.
Can I say something?
If you wish.
Do you wish me to stand?
However you're most comfortable.
That's as comfortable as I can get.
What did you want to say?
Nothing. Except that I wanted to invite everybody here to my victory party at the Pierre Hotel. We're gonna have plenty of those big shrimp.
Mr. Ignatowski, I must rule in favor of the conservatorship.
Your Honor, my inheritance is between me and my dad, no one else. Please. Don't take that away from me. No kidding around. Please.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Ellie.
You want to be alone?
Hell no. Come on in.
You know, you have a trunk out here?
Yes, it's my dad's trunk. Some of his belongings, a couple of guys dropped it off yesterday. Make yourself comfortable. Let me get you something to drink.
No, nothing, thank you. You know, you really should bring this trunk in.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, no, come on, Jim, you've got to bring it in.
I don't.
Well, if you're not going to bring it in, I'm going to bring it in.
I wish you wouldn't. Please don't.
It's your father's trunk. It's for you.
Well, if you insist on it, why don't you put it over there in front of the couch? right there is fine. So, well, what do you think of my new place?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it. Did you pick out the furniture yourself?
No. Oh, a decorator friend helped me. You know, what really makes me feel bad?
What?
Leaving that money was my dad's way of saying, you're okay after all, Jim. And I never got the chance to say back to him, you're not so bad yourself, big guy. Lane, I've changed my mind. I think I would like to be alone.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. God, Jim. I mean, you know you're not incompetent.
Sure. If I was incompetent, would I feel this bad?
No, you wouldn't. You promise you'll call me if you want to talk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Would you like a trunk?
No, thanks. Good night.
Good night. Why did Dad want me to have this stuff? Graduation picture. Gee, I didn't know Dad kept this. I didn't know I graduated. Dad's best suit. Later, he could still fit into it. Dad, I'm sorry I haven't cried. I don't know why I haven't cried. I feel awful that I haven't cried. Wait. I'm crying. But am I crying because I lost you or because I didn't cry? Wait, I stopped. But I was crying. I didn't want to stop. I'm crying again. No, I stopped. I'm sorry we never got a chance to say goodbye. I don't remember if I told you that I love you. I do. Did you know that? I wish I could hear you answer me. I wish I could hear you say something. Left me a tape. You like Stevie Wonder?
Right, Mr. Walters.